This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has been indicted. Charges with at least 7 counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government material. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami, Florida on Tuesday. Trump attorney Jim Trustee on CNN.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But you're not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
The man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now in FBI custody and in the USA. Joran Vandersloot is in Birmingham, Alabama, where he faces fraud extortion charges related to Holloway's disappearance. Holloway disappeared during a trip to Aruba, and her body has never been found. Vandersloot was being held in Peru for the murder of another woman back in 2010. The Supreme Court has ruled in an Alabama case challenging the state's congressional map. In a 5-4 decision authored by Chief Justice John Roberts, the High Court affirmed a lower court decision stating the state's existing map drawn on the 2020 census likely violated Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which prohibits voting practices or procedures that discriminate on the basis of race. Subsequently, the map remains blocked from being used as litigation continues. A California jury has awarded a $63 million verdict against Chevron after finding the oil giant covered up a toxic chemical pit on land purchased by a man who built a house on it in Santa Barbara, California, and was later diagnosed with blood cancer. Kevin Wright built the home in 1985. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Two Republican presidential candidates are offering mixed reaction to the Department of Justice indictments against presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who is also running for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination, said criminal proceedings against Trump will be too much of a distraction. He said Trump should step down with respect to the office. At the same time, Tim Scott came to Trump's defense, saying the former president has been targeted by a, quote, weaponized federal government. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak signed off on a major economic agreement. The two leaders met in Washington yesterday and signed the Atlantic Declaration, which Sunak described as a first-of-its-kind economic partnership. It's based on artificial intelligence and other commercial endeavors. After the signing, Biden told reporters, "Our economic partnership is an enormous strength." The weather pattern of El Nino has arrived, and it could strengthen in the USA later in the year.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has declared the arrival of the climate phase that brings higher ocean temperatures near the equator. El Nino occurs about every 2 to 7 years, and it can involve heavier rainfall or droughts to different parts of the world. I'm Dave Collins.
The Panthers pulled off a 3-2 comeback win against the Golden Knights in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final last night. Game 4 is Saturday night. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. We've got John Fleetwood from American Faith. He is the managing editor of said organization and online news reporting service. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing great this morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, like you, I was up late last night continuing to read all these reports, you know, based on this indictment and the shenanigans that the Justice Department is doing and how they've hijacked our country. You know, I mean, this is a total hijack and misrepresentation of we the people. I mean, this is in total conflict with our U.S. Constitution. And I believe that, you know, perhaps and maybe in a sense we can be grateful for Donald Trump and all this that's going on, that God is saying, look, at enough. And what we're going to do is really just open up and see how metastasized the corruption of cancer has infiltrated our government.
Yeah, it's absurd. I mean, Trump's been charged with 7 counts, as you know, related to the mishandling of classified documents. Those are according to some people familiar with the matter. Apparently there's a leak somewhere letting this stuff get out. Trump's lawyers.
That's the way it always works. There's always a leak. Yeah. And it's amazing how it comes. It always comes from the left. It seems like predominantly because that's just the way it works, you know, so there's nothing new.
Yeah. And Bill, they can find the leaks when it, you know, doesn't benefit the left wing mainstream narrative. They can find them. Right. Down to Shara. You know, when it was,
but somehow they can't find, and they can't find the person who leaked out the Dobbs report, right, from, you know, the Supreme Court. And how many people do you got there as possibilities? I mean, you know, maybe a handful at that when you really narrow it down, and they can't figure it out.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's just a coincidence. Right, Bill? It's just got to be a coincidence.
Of course. Yeah. You got to believe this, right?
Yeah. It's absurd. I'm just saying, anytime it benefits the left, it's permissible. Anytime it benefits the right, it's not. And you know what, Bill? Honestly, this whole Trump thing, I know a lot of people are against him. In some ways, I'm against him because of the vaccine thing, but in a lot of ways, I'm for him. And this is one of the reasons I'm for Trump, is how much they hate him. How much they hate him. I mean, he's really a lightning rod. He keeps getting hit time after time after time. It was the Mueller investigation. It's Russiagate. It's this. It's that. I mean, look at this. If they think they're going to get Trump, and let's say they do and it goes forward and everything, you know, Trump's lawyers do fail, then you're setting a precedent now where they can go after Hillary, who, you know, bleach bit all of
They're not going after. See, this is the thing. See, they're fooling themselves. And everybody else is, too. They're not going to go after Hillary. They've already shown that time again. They're not going to go after Barack Obama. Barack Obama's had documents all these years, over a million, they said, that he has that they've been fussing over, that's been going on. And he's untouchable. All this stuff, this corruption, I still maintain, John, I realize it, all of a sudden, you know, when you start realizing the Biden family, just as a little side trip here, and the connection with Burisma and these oil companies in the Ukraine and everything like that, all this stuff starts to make sense. Is that that's why, I mean, it's not about the Green Deal. This is about Joe Biden, his family, and the other cabalists that are involved and connected, you know, with this, you know, this corporate mafia enterprise. And right now we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Is that, look, it, they needed to cripple America's energy. We were taking money away from these people, and promises were made to these Ukrainian oligarchs and all these other oligarchs that are involved with petroleum. And this is just one of probably several other interest things as well, because you know they've got the pattern. You know, this is a formula that they have been working, you know, for many, many years, and this is how they've been able to ingratiate themselves and make themselves very, very wealthy. And I got to imagine the rest of the cabal is just beside themselves, because they see that they're being exposed, and they're being exposed because they put their chips on Joe Biden, who put his chips on his incompetent, addled son, Hunter Biden, and they're going, oh my God, here it is. I mean, the jig is up, and we're going to be in serious trouble. And so they have got to frantically do what they can, but in their panic, they are exposing themselves all the more, don't you think?
Well, that's really the point is, yeah, all right, so my point is, well, if they're going to go after Trump, then they're going to have to go after Biden or Hunter or Hillary, because they've done the same thing, if not worse, because Biden was vice president when he had these documents, mm-hmm. These classified documents in his garage parked next to his Corvette. That's worse because he was vice president. Yeah. He wasn't the president, and right. Because of the presidential records.
Well, even when he was a senator.
At any time,
yeah.
Yeah, and but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Even if they don't go after those people like they should, if they're going to go after Trump, here's the way it's going to hurt them. The majority of Americans already view the media as the enemy of the people.
Mm-hmm.
We just reported Rasmussen showing that just 30% of likely U.S. voters say they trust, you know, the political news they're getting. Just 30%. I mean, think about that. It's unbelievable. It's less than a third. And we also know from, and this is from the New York Times, a left-wing news organization, we know that young voters are now leaning more toward the Republican side. The margin by which the Democrats are winning elections from Obama to Biden, for example, that the New York Times emphasizes, is getting much smaller. It's now shrinking. Mm-hmm. It's something like a 10-point right. difference.
Right.
These candidates.
Yeah, I saw those numbers. Yeah.
This is how it's going to hurt them. So if we're already, Bill, you and I already know that the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, they're all corrupt. You right. and I know that. Most Americans understand that. So, of course, they're going to keep being corrupt, and they're not going to go after actual criminals. They're going to go after, you know, Moms for Liberty, you know, these mm-hmm. pro-America groups. We already know.
Unbelievable.
But
I am.
What they can't control is Americans' perception of the mainstream media, which is being used by the deep state industrial complex. That's how they think they can, you know, mockingbird media, just
right.
sort of hypnotize the public into going along with everything they
say. It's been working. It's been working for them, John. And the thing is that you're exactly right. The movement is such. But see, the thing is, what really needs to galvanize the people here as they move away from this is that they've got to center themselves on first principles that you and I have been talking about for what, the last couple of years. And the first principles, those are the principles that bring us together as Americans, not Democrats, not Republicans, not independents, but that which is good for America. That it has to be an America first kind of mentality, is what is good for all Americans. and get out of this partisanship. This partisanship has been that wedge that the Democrats have used very effectively to have us at each other's throats, to put us in a position of where we're $32 trillion in debt, that our national security is being compromised, our borders are open, and we're no longer energy independent. Now, you can stop me when you've had enough pain, because that's what we're going through right now. We've got to go to break, speaking of which, it's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from John after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's exciting times we live in. Gosh, I remember growing up, we had a nun, and we were just in that period of time, you know, whether it was the space race or, you know, assassination of a president. She would always say to us, you live in historic times. And boy, her words, I can still hear. I mean, they have echoed throughout my life. It just seems that at every turn, we've lived in historic times, and this is no different. But the thing to me, John, that I'm encouraged by is that my faith in God is such and is matured in such a way. And I don't say that, you know, bragging or anything, by no means. I'm grateful that God has been so faithful, and he's offered me, you know, so much mercy and grace in the midst of my, you know, development and knuckleheadedness and all that throughout my life, to be able to see this, to see that, you know, God is faithful, that he's been true all along, and that what's happening right now is the reason that this is coming up right now is so that his people who are called by his name, you know, will turn to him and realize that he is faithful, that the truth will come out, and that, you know, we don't need to, you know, freak out about what's happening with Donald Trump. In fact, we can praise God for it, because this is an opportunity for America to, again, you know, go back to first principles, the founding principles of this country that were established on morality and God's word. And this is the opportunity. I mean, if America is going to be saved, that's what needs to happen, is that we need to re-embrace these founding principles that came from our Judeo-Christian roots. You know, full stop. There's no exception about it. I don't want to get into a discussion about your truth, my truth, whatever. No. This is what got us in trouble, is we accommodated this, you know, this idea that truth was relevant. No, there's only one truth. That's it. Right, John?
That's right. I mean, you look at what's going on with the border. You look at what's going on funneling all these billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine that we can't track. You look at the drug problem we're having in America right now. You look at the economy. You look at inflation, 7% or more. Can't buy eggs. Gas is going up. You look at all these problems, and that's bad news, right? But, yeah. You know, there's...
Well, not to mention what they're doing to our kids, John. Not to mention what are they doing to our kids? They're altering our kids.
Yep, they're going straight after our kids because they want to not just get the next... They don't just want the next generation to be Democrats and vote Democrat. They want to corrupt them. They want to push this gender ideology onto our kids, which is, it's totally sick, and we're just supposed to accept it as normal. However, you know, there's this famous Genesis 50:20 passage that says, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.
Right.
Right. So what's going to happen? So all this bad stuff, I think, Bill, ultimately, as much as it hurts, it's starting to wake so many parents up. It's starting to wake up, the patriot inside of Americans. It's starting to wake up America. And I think it's going to make people wise up to what's going on. It's going to make people want to get involved in politics. It's going to make people want to get out and vote. And I think really, this indictment against Trump is just another sign of how, you know, paroxystic the left and the elites are getting. They're throwing a fit. These are the it's the death rattle happening right now. They know that there's a populist waking up in America that's going to take them out.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, John, in a spiritual sense, this is satanic. And Satan is realizing his days are drawing nigh, and he's in a full-blown panic. Remember the last time when there was mass eradication of children that took place? You know, what was going on? Was Satan suspected that there was something hugely spiritually significant that was on the horizon, and he did everything he could to eradicate it? So you sit there and you think, okay, we've had 100 million babies just in America alone, John, not even around the world, but just in America, 100 million babies that have died at the hands of these abortionists, whether they're abortionists or, you know, by process, by, you know, operative procedures or by chemicals. This is what's taken place in our country. This madness that has taken place, I mean, this is a spiritual, this is spiritual suicide. It's insane that's going on because, and again, I draw people as, okay, what is the trajectory of this? You know, what is going on? What does Satan know and what he's dealing with? And here, all in this especially now in Pride Month, right? That's going on.
Yeah.
Where you've got the nuns of perpetual indulgence on one of my old favorite ball fields in Dodgertown, Chavez Ravine. They're, you know, invited, not invited back. Oh, no, let's go ahead. Let's call them up to the, you know, to the state and we'll give them an award. And it's like, wait a minute. This is absolutely heretical. And what they've done, this is anti-religion. It's anti-Catholic, what they have done. And, you know, and when I first heard about that, my first response, John, was, what are the Dodgers throwing the season in? They're giving up by doing this? I mean, people go to the ball game to see what's happening inside the lines, you know, in the ball field, not outside. All this other stuff is noise. It's a distraction and counterproductive. And you would think that all these professional teams would have learned, if nothing else, from what happened with Colin Kaepernick. Because at the end of the day, what did Colin Kaepernick do in all his protests and everything? Did he make the NFL better or did he make it worse?
Yeah, way worse. Way worse. And, you know, ratings go down. And that's the thing. Again, it's just point after point. All these great points you're making, it just ends up making their side look worse. You've got Democrats now, especially local governments, state governments who were Democrat now leaving, coming to the Republican side. I see something like that almost every other week now, it feels like.
Exactly.
They're coming. Right. They're coming over to the right. And you've got.
And I want them to align with American values. It's like, okay, you're giving up one for another, but all we're going to do is end up doing the same thing just from a different form of attack. We need to realign ourselves, John, and come together in a way that unites us, not doesn't divide us. I don't care about the Republicans and the Democrats for the partisanship and the damage that they've done. What I care about is America. And this is what most Americans believe in. This is the opportunity we have right now that brings us together, that really unites us. And what unites us are these God-given principles. Those, I believe, are eternal and what we can hold on to and hope for. We got a couple of minutes left here, and I did want to address, you know, from American Faith, what you've been reporting on, is how women now, we're finding out, are being harmed by the COVID-19 vaccine. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, something, Bill, you know, and your audience knows well by now, because I keep coming on here on Friday morning, mm-hmm. is that what we do at American Faith is we try to report the news that is not being reported by the mainstream, but also not do it in a way that is hyperbolic, or we don't use clickbait in our headlines. We don't use a lot of questions in our headlines. We just give you the facts right up front. Well, one of the things the mainstream's not delivering is facts about adverse side effects that come from the COVID vaccine. And there was a peer-reviewed, which is what Fauci and the pro-COVID, pro-vaccine narrative have been saying, peer-reviewed is like the way to go, right? Well, there's a new peer-reviewed study. This was published on Wednesday in Women's Health, found that mRNA-based SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, the COVID vaccine, can negatively affect menstruation. And they say it's especially in women with certain inflammatory gynecological conditions. But it actually ends up that nearly half of healthy women, no conditions, half of healthy women experience menstrual cycle-related symptoms after COVID-19 vaccination. That was published by peer-reviewed Women's Health. Bill, I mean, this is stuff you're not hearing, but half. Mm-hmm. This isn't something that we're making up, Bill. This is something peer-reviewed studies are confirming for us.
You see, there's been anecdotal reports of this, John, but they've been discredited and set aside as conspiratorial. But now the truth. You see, this is the thing we love about the truth. Eventually it does come out, right?
Absolutely, and it is coming out, and we're going to report it at American Faith, and I know Bill Martinez is going to, too.
Amen. You and us together, buddy. He's the managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood.
Heart
Thank
failure,
you, John.
Carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has been indicted. Charges with at least 7 counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government material. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami, Florida on Tuesday. The indictment remains unsealed. Trump attorney Jim Trustee on CNN.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But he's not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. You know, this is a really, I guess all time's a good time, you know, to talk about the issue of life. You know, in light of Dobbs, in light of, you know, what the states are doing with it, how this is being processed. I believe that this is all a healthy process that's taking place across our country. That we are talking about life. And what it means in light of, you know, all this scientific advancement that we've had. I think the realization that by buying into a lie back in the early 70s, we have been responsible and part and parcel of the death of over, you know, 100 million babies. And you think about it. I mean, this is just this is ineffable. It stops my heart. And maybe it does yours as well, to think that we have the capacity of doing that. You know, we look at what happened in Germany. We look at what happened, you know, during the 20th century. Over 100 million people were exterminated because of all the isms and, you know, big lies and everything like that. And here we are. We're no different. America's no different. We have participated in the death of over 100 million babies. But, you know, the question that is being posed here is, what does it mean to be pro-life? Well, Robin Chambers is back with us. She's the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children and Focus on the Family. Hey, Robin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, great question. What does it mean to be pro-life?
You know, that's such a it's an interesting question. My team and I have been talking about that, you know, since the Dobbs decision and Roe was overturned. And I think in today's society, pro-life has gotten a bad rap. I have to be honest with you. I think the opposition likes to put us in that box where we're somehow we're unthinking, we're unfeeling, we're judgmental, we're we're condemning people because we're pro-life. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think, to be pro-life means that we see life. We see the dignity in every single life because they're made in God's image. And that's what we've tried to live out. And this, the last year has been pretty tough. A lot of criticisms, and a lot of fear, that's being, sold, if you will, in the mainstream media, saying, things like we're taking away women's rights and it's those pro-lifers, that are doing that. And so I think it's an opportunity for those of us who call ourselves pro-life to stand up and say, no, we're not just pro-life. We're pro-woman. We're pro-baby. We're pro-family. That's what it means to be pro-life.
Yeah. We're even pro-life for those people that hate us.
Absolutely, we are.
Right?
And that's one of the things that we have to keep in mind. You're right, Bill. That's God made those people too in His image.
Yes.
They just are not seeing the truth, and they're not seeing the dignity of that, like their very own life, and they deserve that dignity as well.
Well, you see, this is the thing. The grace of God is so beyond our understanding at times that when it comes upon you, it alters your perspective. And the people who promote abortion, they just don't know what they don't know. And, and it's up to us who have been altered, who have been changed by the love of God and the deliverance of Jesus Christ. It's up to us to extend that grace and mercy. And, we don't need to pick up stones. All we need to do is understand that they're human beings like us going through the journey, and they just haven't realized the truth. And to meet aggression with aggression, to bully them back, that's a human response. But God calls us to a higher calling that at least in my experience, Robin, is that when I follow that higher calling, when I'm being led by the Holy Spirit, it becomes win-win. And peace abounds, because what we want is for people to understand, what pro-life represents. I mean, we are an extension of God's heart. God is pro-life. He's pro-life for everybody, just like you said. And it's up to us, as much as it would count on any one of us, to be the extension of His heart towards His creation. And, this has become an emotional issue. Based on a false narrative. And some people, they're just so ideologically fixed, they're so siloed on this deal that they can't see the truth. It's the same way we were talking about it earlier this morning with Craig Huey, in how Jesus was, how Jesus was persecuted. You had the ruling class. They didn't want to believe any different. They ignored the miracles. They ignored, all the positive things. And then they get asked to say, well, show us a sign. Hey, if you're all that in a bag of chips, show us a sign. He's going, you've got to be kidding me. How many signs? If you can't believe the signs you can see now, I'm not going to convince you. And it's the same thing, with people who are anti-life. Okay. You have all this evidence. You have testimonies. You've got women who have experienced the horrors of abortion and live to regret it to the last breath in their very bodies, and wished to God they had made a different decision. And so you hear these, you hear the testimonies of women who went to these abortion clinics, who were abused and who were, violated and whose health were compromised as a result of this procedure. And on, this is why Dobbs was reversed, because of the organic response of what, 49 years of horrific experience that the Democrats and those that were promoting abortion said, oh, this is going to be rare and safe. Mm-hmm. And after 49 years, not so, right?
Oh, exactly. Pardon me, exactly. And, you said something earlier that I want people to hear, with all the technology, with all the knowledge that we have, like you said, 49 years later, there's scientific proof that life begins at conception. the baby's heartbeat starts at 21 days. There's ultrasound that now shows that life of that baby very, very early. And so, you know, that's a sign. You're asking for signs. Oh, that's a sign of life. That's a sign that God is giving one more hopeful incident in our life. That's a hopeful sign of life to come. And so I think we have just a, I think we're really poised right now in this time in history to really be that beacon of hope, to be a light and to speak the truth and to use the tools that we have. I mean, God has given us amazing tools. Let's use it. But you hit the nail on the head, Bill, where you said, can be anger for anger. Like, let's have a conversation. Let's watch our tone. Let's watch our message. And let's reach across the aisle. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. Can't we reach across the aisle for the health of mamas, the health of their babies, and give them the support that they desperately need?
And we got about a minute and a half left here, Robin. How do we raise pro-life kids? That's the second question I think is important, because the kids are watching what's going on here, how mom and dad are responding, what's going on, and, you know, how this is being communicated in the culture, what they see on TV. How do we raise pro-life kids?
I think in this culture, kids, what I'm seeing, especially with my grandkids, they are not a tell me, don't speak at me, don't lecture me, show me. Show me how to get involved. Show me how to stand up for my pro-life beliefs. And it could be something as simple as, you know what, I'm going to do the Walk for Life for my local pregnancy center. I'm going to go down and I'm going to help with a thrift shop, because the funds from that goes to serve women in need. It is doing. It is getting involved. It's not just sitting on the sidelines and saying, oh, gosh, I wish abortion wouldn't happen. It's, no, you know what? Maybe it's even opening your home, Bill, and saying, we're going to have that woman in our home until she gets on her feet. It is the doing of pro-life, not just the saying.
Exactly. See, all this new generation, they all come from Missouri. You know, the show me state. That's what it is. That's it. You didn't realize they came through that portal. So, you know, excellent. And that's what we love about the kids, because, you know, there's a saying in the Hispanic culture that it's drunken kids that tell no lies, right? Man, they know how to get to the truth.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
Quite indicting. Website you can go to 10 seconds real quick, Robin.
FocusOnTheFamily.com.
There you go. Gave you the last word. Take care, Robin Chambers. Appreciate you.
Individuals and businesses Thank with tax so problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Film and TV producer, New York Times bestselling author, international speaker, spiritual success coach, and he's here to talk about his latest film, Flame and Hot. Welcome, Devon Franklin. Devon, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Honor and a pleasure.
Well, I'll tell you, I love the movie, this movie for the whole family, story of Richard Montanez's life, who's overcome so much from street hustler, gang member, to a desperate janitor who finds a job and the road to redemption at a Fritos plant of all places, right?
Yes. Do you believe it? I mean, that's just those are the facts of his story.
Right. Well, and of course, being Hispanic myself, let me tell you, this was so much in my. I loved the movie.
You know, put my heart and soul into this movie, and you know, been working on it for 7 years, and so for it to now be out and for people to be receiving as well as they are, like your response, that just makes me feel really good.
Yeah, tell Eva Longoria, who directed it, her directing debut. Yeah. Well, of course, this is going to debut on Hulu and Disney Plus. This is the first time ever, right? This kind of streaming?
Yeah, first time ever.
Simultaneously.
Yeah, the movie has been on Disney and Hulu Plus, and it's amazing that this film has, you know, the powers that be saw the movie and just thought it was such a great film that they wanted to, you know, have it exposed to as many people as possible. So to have it on Hulu and Disney Plus simultaneously is not only unprecedented, but it's pretty amazing.
Yes, and of course it debuts this Friday, June the 9th, and we're happy to share that with everybody. So check it out, get your whole family in front of it, and get ready to enjoy yourself. Now, you said this has been like a 7-year project. Devon, how did this fall into your lap, so to speak?
You know, I met with Richard Montanez, and the movie is about his life. And so I met with him about 7 years ago, and he told me his story, and I was just so motivated and inspired by how he went from being the janitor working for Frito-Lay to becoming one of the top executives at the company. And that just inspired me and motivated me, and I just said, you know, I got to bring his movie to the big screen. I've got to do it, because that's why I'm in Hollywood. I'm in Hollywood to produce uplifting films that can uplift the human spirit, that are inspirational, and I love true stories that have those qualities. And when I heard his story, I just knew that it was a movie that I had to tell, that I had to get made, because I was just so motivated and inspired by his journey. I mean, very few people can start in that way and end up the way that Richard did. And that's just a testament to the help he got along the way, his tenacity, his is resilience. And I really wanted to be a part of bringing that to the screen.
Well, from one motivational speaker to another, I mean, he is an engaging individual. And what comes to mind, Devon, is how many other Richard Montagnier stories are out there, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot more. And I'm sure I'll be getting a lot more after this movie comes out.
Exactly.
You know, that's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of this film, is that anyone can be Richard Montagnier. And we all are Richard Montagnier in some way. And why that's important is that, you know, again, I don't knock superhero movies, but superhero movies are make-believe. You know, yeah. You can't put on a suit of iron and fly through your city and save them. You can't do it. You can try, but it won't work. But you can do a Richard Montagnier did, which is have a heart of service, you know, work hard, you know, have excellence in his work, persevere, and find success. So I'm excited that people can watch this film, families can watch this film, and from the youngest to the oldest, be inspired and have takeaways that can improve their life.
Devon, you and I have talked about this before. I mean, what you have done is you're colliding with the current culture, with this story. I mean, there are some people that would just say, oh, this is so exceptional, and maybe it's not all true and that sort of thing. But like you said, this is a true story about Richard Montagnier, undeniably, and it really challenges the current narrative in the culture, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, it does, and that's why I wanted to make the film, in part. Like, obviously, it motivated and inspired me. But also, you know, to change the narrative, to expand the narrative, to rewrite the narrative, and the opportunity to do a movie that, you know, celebrates the Latino community is just something that I'm so proud of and so honored to have been given the opportunity to help facilitate.
You know, Devon, you've produced so many great and inspiring films over the years. What makes this so special?
You know, I think combination of, you know, Flaming Hot Cheetos and the inspirational story behind it and all of the different characters that had to come along to help Richard for it to become a reality and the period piece nature. You know, the movie takes place over, like, you know, 3 to 4 decades and it's funny, yet it's also heartfelt. I mean, there's just so many things about this movie that make it the most unique movie I've ever done. And I'm just really grateful to have the opportunity to make this film because I think, you know, I've seen it play in front of audiences all around the country. And when people can stream this in their homes, I think that they're a real treat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is about Flamin' Hot Cheetos, I dare you to say it without smiling. I mean, Flamin' Hot
right,
Cheetos
exactly.
Puts a smile on your face, doesn't it?
You got that right. That's a great point. It's a great point, and it's so true.
Yeah. So what do you think? You mentioned the audiences. What do you think that they're going to connect, especially with this movie?
I think they'll connect with the message of hope. I think they'll connect with the message of inspiration. I think they'll connect to the love story that's in the movie between Richard and his wife, Judy. I think that they're going to connect to the determination that Richard exhibits in the film. And I think people will, you know, when they finish watching the movie, I think they'll be inspired to not only have a dream, but to commit their lives to, you know, not only achieving that dream, but helping as many people in the process.
Exactly. I mean, this story, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned the marriage between Richard and his wife. I mean, you talk about a team, not only, you know, a couple who are on the same page together, supporting one another, but, you know, the kids, it was like a, you know, the family were, they were all in on this too, right?
Yes, it was a family affair. It was a family affair. So it was amazing that all of them, you know, all of his entire family came together to help him succeed. And that's what's so beautiful about the movie. I mean, no one becomes successful by themselves. And, you know, the people that I know are the most successful have gotten the most help along the way.
Right.
So it's a beautiful thing when that help can come from your family.
How was it, you know, having Richard, you know, on the set there? I mean, he must have had fun with Eva, and they must have had fun together, right? Some really fun cultural exchanges there.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun having him there, and, you know, the actors really appreciated having him and Judy there, and, you know, he and Judy, you know, read drafts of the script. We developed it. They went to set multiple times. They saw multiple cuts of the film. So working with Richard has truly been a joy, and I'm so grateful that he is he likes the movie as much as he does.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was, we mentioned, Eva Longoria's directorial debut. What was that like?
Oh, man, it was great. It was absolutely great. She is a brilliant director, and she did a phenomenal job with this movie. I did not know her before this process, and I'm so grateful that I've gotten a chance to get to know her. And I can tell you, she is truly a filmmaker, and I think the reason why people are connecting to this movie in such a deep way has everything to do with what she brought to the film and how she, you know, lives her life. You know, her she's very optimistic. She's always looking at things glass half full. And I think she brought that optimism and that energy to the movie, which is one of the reasons why it is as good as it is.
Well, you know, for you to choose her to, you know, take over the directorial position for this movie, yes, we know about Eva Longoria, but, you know, it's one thing to know her in front of the camera, but as you know, behind the camera, directing everything, that takes a whole nother set of, a talent skill set, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I mean, she had been directing for about 10 years in television, and that certainly gave her a lot of experience, knowing how to tell stories behind the camera, and she brought all of that experience to making this movie. So, even though she had not made a movie before, she was an experienced director, and just giving her the opportunity to direct the movie just proved that she was and is an experienced director.
Well, like you said, this movie is going to be quite the calling card for other stories that are yet to be told, like Richard Montagnier's, for Eva Longoria the same way. This is going to be quite the calling card to say, see, I told you I could do it, because, boy, she really communicated, as you said. This is about storytelling, and it definitely came across.
Yeah, it's about storytelling. And she, I'm just so grateful that we could partner up and tell this story.
Well, Devon, one final question. They're saying, hey, you got to ask him, how many flaming hot Cheetos did you eat while on the set?
I will never tell. It was too many.
So you don't mind the hot stuff, huh?
Oh man, no. I mean, there's something about flaming hot Cheetos. There's something about flaming hot Cheetos, and they are just you just once you eat one, you got to.
I was going to say, you can't stop. I know.
That's right. I ate more than I should have eaten and more than I care to admit to.
Well, we've got plenty to look forward to here. Flamin' Hot, I almost said Flamin' Hot Cheetos because that's what we're talking about. Flamin' Hot, the movie, debuts on Hulu and Disney Plus starting this Friday, June the 9th. Devon Franklin has been with us, the award-winning film and TV producer, New York Times bestselling author, international speaker, and, of course, the producer of this film, Flamin' Hot. Devon, thank you as always. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you so much, Bill. God bless you, too.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime.